is Wade Breath here with the Chief Organizer's Report. Bond issues are successful protests on school takeovers, privatization, and charter expansion. Throughout the country, parents, teachers, unions, and community groups have been opposing the viral spread of privatization of public school systems and the efforts of charter school operators to expand their footprint in school districts. Perhaps the most controversial maneuvers are the state takeovers of local public school districts by removing duly elected school board members and replacing them with unaccountable managers. Most famous was certainly the post-Katrina usurpation in New Orleans, which has now led to all but four of the more than 100 schools in the district being run by charter operators. School districts have also been taken over in Indianapolis, threatened in Buffalo, also in some California districts and others as well. Despite only a small number of poorly performing schools of the 48 in the Little Rock School District, the state of Arkansas asserted control seemingly triggered by outside donors and advocates of charter expansion being opposed by the superintendent, who was immediately replaced. These fights have sharp dividing lines, but increasingly the claims of private and charter operators of improved education and test scores has not been proven by the actual results. Advocates of vouchers to accelerate the process of moving students out of public schools have also made progress in getting legislation in more than half of the states in the country and now have a staunch advocate as head of the Department of Education. But recent studies are indicating that students are falling behind in many of these private and parochial facilities. Claims from New Orleans and New York that such programs would decrease racial and ethnic segregation in public school systems are also achieving the opposite outcomes. In the tug of war over school control, which is often cultural and ideological, the voice of protests have often been simply ignored by state governments and others. Events in the ongoing fight in Little Rock may have found a way to force authorities to hear their opposition using the ballot box or express their anger when presented with a school bond issue. A wide coalition of groups, including Local 100 and Arkansas Community Organizations, the former Arkansas Acorn, opposing the bond issue for new school construction and other programs in the district, united under the banner of taxation without representation, making clear their protest was about the state takeover. Despite a united business community and being outspent by a ratio of 10 to 1, opponents smashed the bond issue by a margin of almost 2 to 1, 65% to 35%. The district is 70% African American now, and in many African American precincts, the margins against the bond issue ran 90% to 10%. Normally liberal districts in middle income, hipper Heights area also defeated the bond issue. The turnout was the highest for a bond issue in 17 years. The governor, Asa Hutchinson, whose administration was responsible for the takeover, campaigned for the measure and was embarrassed by the results. The state-appointed superintendent was forced to concede the loss even before balloting began. Bond millage increases on property taxes, funding school districts are usually the lifeblood of public schools. Often the district needs the money as much as the taxpayers do in these tough financial times. But even if this is playing with fire, there's no denying the power of the protest when a community unites to oppose privatization, charter expansion, and undemocratic takeovers of local districts. Little Rock protesters and voters may have shown others around the country the path to take to force their voices to be heeded. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.